Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, that is, healthy doctrine or health-giving doctrine or teaching. Think about those words for a moment. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Paul is speaking to Timothy about the attitude that will be extant or that will exist in the church in the last days. Indeed, you and I currently live in the eschaton or the last times. And so this attitude of not wanting the Word of God will characterize the visible church. Now, I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3. This is 2 Timothy 4, 3, which reads, quote, "For the time will come when men will not put up with," and that is a good rendering of the Greek, "for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires or lusts, they will gather together around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." Verse 4, "They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside," listen to this carefully, "and turn aside unto myths." Then Paul speaks to Timothy and he says, "But you, in contradistinction to what will characterize the attitude that will characterize the visible church in the eschaton or the latter days, but you keep your head in all situations." And I want to say this to the faithful ones in Christ Jesus who see what is going on in the churches. They experience the reality of the Word of God being watered down, discounted, not looked at as very valuable in the lives of the believing saints. And I know you are weary. I know you are frustrated. I know you hurt because of what you see. And you may remain in this situation because you want to help. You want to minister to those who are not receiving the word. Let me say God bless you. But you need to be in an environment where you are fed the word yourself. You can't starve yourself and think you're going to minister to others. So please find someplace, a local church, where you can be fed God's word. Now look what Paul says to Timothy. Keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. That means publish the word. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. Now, I want to show you the context in which verse 3, that is, "For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine." I want to show you the context in which this statement was given. First, at the end of chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, Paul writes to Timothy, "All scripture is God-breathed or in-breathed by God and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness," "so that the man of God," or the God-man, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That really means completely qualified for the work of the ministry. So let me go further. At the beginning of chapter 3, the 2 Timothy, we have these words. And Paul writes, quote, "This know also that in the last days, that is in the eschaton, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves." So this is the foundation for those these other characteristics that will follow. This is the foundation, selfishness, or malignant narcissism will characterize the church in the last days. And so we go back to chapter 4, we read verse 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." Now we know why. Because of malignant or even atheistic malignant narcissism. And so you will see, and so by this we understand that in the last days people will invest in the flesh, that is in pathos, the pathology of the flesh, and is symptomatic behaviors. The flesh and what it does, it destroys, it ruins. The flesh cannot please God. In fact, the flesh has no desire to please God. And if you are in a fleshly church, if you are in an environment where individuals affirm the doctrine and the teachings of men over the Word of God, it is time for you to flee and to find refuge in a local church where you can be taught the Word of God, where you are assured that the leadership is godly and Christ-like, and that the leadership is not polluted with sin, so that you might prosper under that ministry of the Word. Be like the Bereans. Search the Scriptures. Ask questions. And Paul writes that we're to test everything. Test everything. Because you don't want your faith in Christ torn down. You don't want to remain in an environment of the flesh where at some point you're going to find that you no longer have a desire for your Lord. And understand, this is what the flesh does. When the flesh is fed, then your spiritual life is not being fed. When the flesh is starved, or more accurately, the scripture says, "Reckoning yourself dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God." This is the writings of Paul. Please read his letter to the church at Rome. Read Paul's letter to the Romans. And he gives an extended thesis on the flesh, on the sarx and what it does. The sarx will characterize, the flesh will characterize the church of the latter days. Now, Paul goes on in verse 2, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, concerned for self, idolatry." Idolatry, the worship of the self, a covetous, and literally means fond of silver, covetous. And notice the flow. Notice the flow. There's a pathology, there's a malignant, narcissistic pathology, and then notice what flows first, covetousness. In the Old Testament, in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet. In Hebrew, the verb means to pant after. To pant after what belongs to another. To pant after something that does not belong to one, but that which belongs to another. To pant after. So covetousness. And we are assured in the Word of God that the covetous ones will not inherit the kingdom of God, because it is false worship, it is idolatry, it is fake worship. Next, boasters, proud, that is one who is above others, proud. Blasphemers, that is those who speak against the character of persons to injure them. Now, blasphemy can be a bit against both God and man. Excuse me, individuals can blaspheme God, that is, they can speak against the character of God or slander his character. Indeed, in the Old Testament, the word slander means to stand against the life of another. Slander is a very serious sin. It is to assassinate or to murder the character of an individual. Now, mind you, Paul is speaking about individuals in the local church and their and the attitudes that they shall have as a result of what? Lovers of themselves. He goes on. They are disobedient to parents, unthankful, unthankful believers, unholy. Holy means what? To be set, it means to be set aside unto God, without natural affection, that is, without love of family. Read Romans 1:31, without natural affection. Truth breakers, they want no conciliation, reconciliation. They are individuals who want to always be at war with others. They are implacable. Paul speaks about this in Romans chapter 1. They are implacable. They do not want to be at peace with others. Truth breakers, false accusers, they lie. They are incontinent, that is, powerless or without self-control. They are fierce. These are individuals in the church who are savage. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, and as they are rash, high-minded. The image here is that of smoke, symbolizing pride to rise up. Lovers are fond of pleasures more than lovers of God. And notice what Paul writes, verse 5, having a form, morphe, having an outward form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Notice what Paul writes, for such turn away. And Paul goes on, and verse 12, he says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Then he goes to chapter 4, and he writes, for the time will come of these individuals that he has spoken about in chapter 3, verses 1 through, let's say 1 through 9. These individuals will not endure. They will not want healthy doctrine because they have given themselves over to various idolatries. And if you will look at that, think about individuals you know who profess the name of Christ, not confess the name of Christ. Look at their lives. Look at their eyes. Read Romans chapter 1. Also read Isaiah chapter 1. Look at the diseases. Look at the dis-ease in their lives brought on by sin. They are ill at ease because they have not bowed before the cross. They have not given their lives to Jesus. They have not surrendered to God. They have given themselves over to work all in cleanness with greediness. And so God wants you and I to know that we need to give our lives to Jesus and stay away, stay off or away from those according to the flesh and not according to the truth. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.